Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Mike Florio.
The fact that a team with an individual player limit of 16 was actually mentioned by the league during collective bargaining agreement discussions last month, that tells me one thing. The NFL is so intent on getting to 18, they're even willing to entertain this ridiculous idea of turning the entire competitive balance on its head and putting a starting quarterback out there with a left tackle who's perfectly healthy but isn't allowed to play because this is one of the two games per year that he can't play, putting fans in a position where they've been waiting for years to have Odell Beckham Jr. show up and play in their stadium, and they find out 90 minutes beforehand that he's a healthy scratch. There are so many unintended consequences, but it shows me that the NFL is dead set on this idea that they are going to get to 18 games.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcast. Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. David Dusek, Golf Week senior writer, is going to tell us about everything that is happening in Northern Ireland at 10 o'clock. And there are things happening. Midday Midway at 10:40. Len Casper at 11 and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That is the number at WSCR, the Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text or zax? It's 67011. Go ahead. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. You want to follow Connor? He's at C1 McKnight. You want to follow me? I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. The other thing you have to do now is download the radio.com app.
Poor Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, yeesh,
oh,
dude.
My God. God.
Dude, and this is his home course where he grew up and he shot a record 61 when he was 16.
He opened with a quad bogey. Yeah. We'll keep you updated on the Open all morning long. But here's the thing. If you thought that Rory McIlroy going back to his home course was going to be a spur for him, like something that drove him, it turns out all he's doing is chasing ghosts and living in the past. It's like a he's like living in a Dickens novel while he's out on a golf course now. This is torture.
Plus five as we speak. And when we talk about this, the Open Championship coverage on the Score is presented by the BMW Championship at Medina Country Club, August 13th through the 18th. Visit BMWChampionship.com. When you download the Radio.com app, you stream the Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You can watch us. Brian Gertz directs the video feed here and even here in our culinary studios, our temporary digs. That's at Watch670TheScore.com and Facebook Live. Jade Zawoski is our executive producer, Rick Camp on the board, and in the back doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz. Yeah, that was a whole lot of fun yesterday.
Time at the old ballpark.
Really, for a lot of reasons. I mean, we had some friendly Cubs execs stopping by with all kinds of off-the-record things. We had the whole...
Yes, there were.
Yeah. It, well, you know, you need that every once in a
while. You do. It rounds out your idea of a season.
Yeah, it's also like it's not tradition anymore, but it used to be tradition on the Bears beat that one day in Platteville, everybody would crack a bunch of beers and the coach would hang out, whether it was Ditka did it and Wanstedt did it, and I'm sure it stopped now, but you would have a night that was completely off the record, and you could, it was sort of an ask me anything, and you agreed that, you know, it was a lot of background, a lot of stuff. If you want to sound smart, speculate about this, guess about this, and it just gave you this opportunity, but you can't run right back and print it.
Maybe this is me. It's weird for me to be the cynical one when it comes to this specifically, but I think it's the way reporting is done now, and the fact that everything is instant and everything is out there on Twitter, like as soon as it's said, it becomes tweetable and thus reportable. I would imagine that can't happen as much now, especially in a group setting, because it would turn into an airing of grievances.
Yep.
It would just very quickly become Festivus, and there'd be the feats of strength and the airing of grievances and then the yelling and the screaming, and nothing constructive would come of it. It would just be a bunch of coaches defending themselves or antagonizing a beat reporter pool that has been mean to them from their perception over the years.
The 412 says, how long before your temporary studios become permanent? What? They're building it as we speak. Like, literally, we go here every day. We walk through the construction zone. We talk to the guys who are building the studio. There's the union electricians and everybody else. They're drywalling and insulating and putting it all together in the radio/television studio that it's going to be. So whenever it's ready, it's ready.
It's pretty cool. Sometimes it feels like we're breaking into a bank vault because the guys use, like, lasers. Like, you know, the whatever they are, like they put the little box down and the laser shines out and throws. It kind of feels like you're jumping through like entrapment or something.
See,
like that. Like I'm regular Catherine Zeta-Jones.
When they are using those little laser, what do you call them? Laser pointers, rulers, measures?
Rulers, I guess. It'd be a line.
I won't step in the line because I'm worried it's going to burn through
me. It's going to trip the alarm,
right, so,
man.
No, it looks dangerous. And, like, the guy was laughing at me because I'm trying to step over it because I think I'm going to screw something up and or the laser is going to hurt me. And it's the equivalent of a laser pointer, but it's there to set their sight lines for stuff. And the guy's like, you know, it's not going to hurt you. I said, I know, but it's just there's something. It goes.
Oh, sure, you would say
right,
that.
Of course you're telling me. Of course you can say it's not going to hurt me. That's like that old construction worker
bit to
make the guy step
in
it.
Oh, tell the rookie that the laser won't burn his leg off.
Right.
Go ahead. This is a great one. I love this. Phil, are you watching?
Yeah, but good, really good day yesterday at the park. Great, good vibes, man. It was just great vibes at the park. The food was spectacular, too.
It was?
I had two helpings of bona beef with hot jardinera.
The jardinera. And whatever. My favorite part of the day was you and Mitch arguing whether the taco meat was chicken or pork.
I think he's right. I think it was chicken, but it was dark meat chicken, which you rarely see.
It was really good.
It looked like pork carnitas. He insisted it was chicken. They said, I'm sure he's right.
For the third time, you said pork, and Mitch just kind of threw his hands up and turned around. I'm like, yeah, yes, Mitch, that's what this is. Every morning, that's what this is.
Right.
Good Lord, man.
It was greasy and oily enough in a wonderful
very
way
good.
to be flavorful.
You're right about the emotion of the day yesterday.
It was really strong.
And I am captain one every 5 days with you, Darvish, right? I am captain take the Darvish you have, not the Darvish you want. And he is very slowly putting together a resume here as a Chicago Cub where the Darvish you have is a pretty solid and in-control Darvish. I found it absolutely fascinating that he's out there working the way he was. And there's a sequence here in the sixth, his last inning of work. You remember, you made mention of this during the game and during transition. I think you're right. There was baseball stuff yesterday. There was all kind. It was a loaded ball game. Two solo shots. You had the Hayward long at bat where he crushed like three or four foul balls into the stands.
Almost murdered a woman.
I hope she's okay. And then put one into the right field corner. Caratini backpicked Iglesias. Bodie went home to get Senzel. Juan Graterol had his first hit.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
breaking up the no-no in the fifth.
We need to get back to Juan Graterol.
Okay.
Okay, if get to the end of your list if you're
Nagy had the first pitch and we're all talking about peanuts. That was all of it. All of it in one game. But after Bodie goes home to get Senzel, Darvish has a meeting on the mound with Tommy Hotovy. Darvish called Hotovy out there.
Yeah, that's a great catch on your part that Darvish actually said to him,
Come on out. Let's go over the Puig thing. Let's go over what we're doing here. He goes fastball, 90 mile an hour something, which I can't track it, and I think you're right. He just messes with individual pitches. And then fastball in to get Puig with the strikeout. Then you get the Tiger Woods fist pump. You get the emotion coming off the mound, and you get this still shot of a pitcher that you paid for, that Cubs fans have been waiting to see for the better part of 2 years. That's pretty incredible day. That's a pretty incredible day for you, Darvish.
He was remarkable, and he was bathing in the emotion, too. It's like he doesn't have to push it aside anymore. He doesn't have to sort of play over it or beyond it where he can channel it now. And that's a place where some pitchers, when they get there, some guys can't operate a little higher arousal level, and maybe he is, and maybe he's learning to do it. And, hey, it's cool to watch. But Juan Graterol.
Your guy and mine.
Yeah.
Jay, Rick, newsflash. Juan Graterol is now a member of the I'm Fat podcast. He is a listener. He is a P1. And he might be everyone's new favorite ball player.
Yeah, when he hit a ball to third, a routine grounder to third, and took off at a dead sprint, and was thrown out by about 20 feet. Connor, the scout, looks over at me. You know, he has his Oakley Blades on the back
yeah,
of his
right,
head.
Right, right, right. My sunglasses
and,
tan.
Yeah, he looks over and he says, "He's not a fast one." And see, that's why you're the scout you are.
I've heard of guys dragging a piano. This guy's dragging the whole orchestra. Yeah. I mean, that is not moving quickly, Juan. But congrats to him. He got his first big league hit. Good on you, Reds catcher Juan Graterol, whose name is almost assuredly not pronounced Graterol.
Absolutely not even close.
It can't be. It's not Graterol.
But he was the final out, too. And then Connor looks up and he goes, "You know, Graterol is Spanish for cedar speed bat."
Just
you might be saving it for later, Dan, but the one thing I'm wondering today is, did you see the LeBron James bearded cop
yes.
this morning, despite the inclement weather?
Every day.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Somebody gets set your
That's
watch
a streak
to.
Going.
Every single day. Every damn day.
Kevbo's got the update here. When we get back, you will hear from Joe Maddon about what he has observed from Yu Darvish that is markedly different.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He was convicted with what he wanted to do, and it worked out really well. I liked that. Yeah, he's really got a good feel for what he's doing right now. And again, like, the confidence is so high that you could say what you think. You know, sometimes your confidence isn't there, you hold back. But he's saying it, and I kind of like that.
That's Joe Maddon. I'm not sure if that's now proper use of the word convicted, but it sounded good. I like the way.
I think we're actively changing the usage of words when it comes to baseball talk.
That's fine.
And I'm here for it. I really am. I'm here for it in that context. Just remember that whenever you say prototype, you probably mean archetype. And when you say archetype, you're actually saying what you think you're saying.
It was years ago when I had just started here.
I would die on this hill.
Years ago when I was railing against the popularization of the term scuffling to mean struggling. And that's a battle that, of course, I lose because you usually lose those battles. This segment was driven by Prestige Exotics. If you're planning a business trip, a wedding, or looking for the perfect ride for your child to arrive in style for homecoming, visit PrestigeExotics.com to rent your dream car. That's PrestigeExotics.com. Are you off your Darvish thing yet?
No,
Are you just going to reshape what you mean by it?
No, I'm not off of it, and I don't think it would be all that honest to reshape what I mean by it. I think I can either be on it or wrong.
Okay.
You know, I mean, seriously.
No, you're a sports radio talk show host. No. You can't be wrong. Come on. Didn't you go to finishing school? Didn't you go to basic training for this job? There is no wrong.
Duck, dodge, dive,
Come
weave.
On.
You can't be wrong,
Move
man.
Move the goalpost. Change the shifting
avoid,
sand.
Avoid.
Please. Parry, spin, turn,
Take
front.
Evasive action. Yes. No. I really do think that on this one I'm willing to be either on it, you know, take the Darvish you've got, or wrong. And to be quite honest, I suppose it's easier for me to fall back on being willing to be wrong here, because I'm the guy who, not that I was here with you and doing the show when it happened, but I was the guy who said Darvish was the better signing than Jake Arrieta. I'm the guy who liked the long term on Yu Darvish more than I did Arrieta. I'm the guy who was, you know, kind of understanding of, this is the money it takes to pay for this kind of pitching. You have to do this with just cash because your prospect, you know, list isn't able to get you the kind of planning, the kind of pitching that you want to plan for. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I get to slide back into the DM saying, oh, this is the guy that I thought that they could get in the first place. So, you know, maybe that makes it a little bit hollow saying I'm wrong, but I'm willing to live with that. I will tell you, though, that I saw something from Darvish yesterday, and we're going to play it real quick. It's Darvish in his own words. I mentioned that he called Hadavi out. This is after the Bodie play at the plate, right? Bodie goes home, good throw to get Senzel, who I imagine was off on a contact play going home here in the top of the sixth for the second out of the inning. You got a runner on third that could have gotten the Reds a tie game. Puig is up. Darvish is on the mound. And remember, we're in a review as Bodie comes home and Caratini makes the tag. Nice little tag, too. So we're in the review, and this is where you go, well, there was the review, and that really threw Darvish off of his rhythm, and you know he wasn't really able to make a convicted pitch.
Our big book of Darvish excuses.
Yasuo. Yes, yeah. I mean, it was the tome was there on the table and ready to be opened and have pages added to it, and instead...
And it's got gilded edges and those little thumb cutouts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it has to have the thumb cutouts. Yeah. And instead, what happens is Darvish takes initiative and goes to his coach.
Usually, like that situation, I want to go fastball. That's why I want to come down. So that's why I call him to take the time, and then just make sure what I can do for Puig, and then yeah, just a little meeting.
Turned out he was right. Fastballs, just throw a bunch of them. Now he did kind of he threw one bad one and got away with it at 90 mile an hour something over the heart of the plate that Puig couldn't get to, but then struck him out with a good 98 mile an hour fastball, kind of up and in with some good arm side run. That was. It's some stellar stuff from him, but it's the taking initiative like that. It's the making sure that you're not going to get lost within your own brain. Let's get Hadavy out here. Let's get Caratini out here. And if Rizzo wants to come out here too and give any a pat on the butt or something like that, I'm happy to have it because I'm going to go get this guy. That's different, man. That's different from what we've seen.
This segment's brought to you by Anthony Buick GMC in Gurnee. July is a great time to buy at Anthony Buick GMC. There are over 400 vehicles with huge savings on every Buick and GMC truck. GMC, they are professional grade. Anthony Buick GMC. Visit AnthonyGurnee.com. We sort of haven't talked about the lead, as we were both yelling in the car yesterday, waiting for Danny Parkins to get to the story of the day as we were listening to the McNeil and Parkins show, driving on Western Avenue. The seventh inning stretch was an all-timer.
It was.
And we have directives from Entercom attorneys.
We do.
As to how to do this and how not to do this. I believe we have one full and two partials.
That is my understanding of the rules, yes.
To be rationed in the show. So as
per show.
Per show per day. Not per show forever. I believe per show per day, so as not to run afoul of indecency
and the good lawyers,
yeah, restrictions
in the FCC.
Correct. We can't be profane. We can't be indecent, but we can replay a very, very clear mispronunciation of a word or misunderstanding of a word.
It's entirely possible.
It could be Matt Nagy thought that was the word.
Maybe the lyric sheet was sabotaged that day.
Maybe.
Or he asked Chris Ranji for advice on how to sing the song.
Yeah, but this makes the Ranji one look questionable.
Out of the water.
And I have to tell you, this is why I love you, the longtime score listener, the Bernstein and McKnight listener. The moment it happened, I knew it had to be real because of the confluence of responses. I got texts directly to me, like my personal line texts. I got emails from longtime listeners and friends and longtime listeners who are also friends. And Twitter exploded, and DMs, like you name any possible way someone could reach the show or reach me personally, it was the first contact. And people were even commenting about it, like, I left a meeting to go send this to you, or I was, you know, it was on at work and I stopped what I was doing. And one person said, I wish I paid as much attention to my actual work as I do things like this. So thank you. This is the connective tissue. This is the fabric of our existence of communicating such things.
The song heard round the world gets another spin next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, everybody, all the Cubs fans, y'all ready? Bears fans, you ready? Gary, you ready? And a one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me. me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I never get back for its root, root, root for the Cubs. If we don't win, it's a shame. For if 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Thank you, Chicago. Let's get some runs.
Well,
no, coach. Thank you.
No, this is really, really thank you so much. And that's not even close. Some of these, like when we've done the fart police before, and when we've had people slip. You do not need a whole lot of forensic work on this one. That is as clear as a bell, as clean as a whistle. And
so to speak.
Not only that, we can actually look at it as we can see the sound. Based on the tools that we have here.
Right.
We saw, if you actually follow Shane Reardon on Instagram.
Which, you know, dicey, but if you do, you can see this.
And you can see the amplitude of the sound waves as he rolls it into our computer system. And Chris Tannehill slowed it down yesterday. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, of course
I
did.
Yeah, Tanny did an so it is exactly a 100% dead on pronunciation of the word, and it's not peanuts.
Okay,
do we want to compare it? Because I have one from our guy Chris Ranji that I can compare it to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course we need to compare this.
Okay, so first, here's Chris Ranji.
You know, I know that you've probably been on a plane where you don't get peanuts on that particular day. They're not handing them out. That's because somebody on the plane has a severe allergy. It's really horrible.
Okay, and that famously.
Glorious.
Absolutely glorious.
Just wonderful.
But that's in some ways debatable. That's peanuts.
Yeah, it's close to that. It's close, but Ranj was right there, wasn't it?
This was not close.
No.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Thank you, Matt Nagy. Thank you so much.
Okay, so I noticed something, though, when we were playing the full, when we came back from break here, that I hadn't noticed before. So I don't know if this is something we can isolate in real time here, because I really did, for the first time, listen to the end of Matt Nagy singing that song.
Because
obviously you hear the middle of it, and you hear the part where he's supposed to say peanuts, and then you stop listening. You lose your mind. At the very end, where the lyrics are, if they don't win, it's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Nagy do this for the first time just this morning, minutes ago. It's the same situation where he just kind of elided the two words together. Listen to it, and he says, if they don't win, it's a shame.
So it could be
it's the same
regionalism
scenario. Look at the syllables that are being put together here.
I like it.
He said it. You know what I mean? Like, he said it. He did not say peanuts. He said the other thing.
If
however, the why and the how of this is pretty clear on when and how it happened. If they don't win this, a shame. He says that at the end. It's the same kind of mistake. It's the King.
Actually, if you listen really closely, it's if they don't penis a shame. So it's something much much deeper than what you're getting at here.
Well, I must just be dyslexic because I thought it just said Shane's a penis.
Right. The entire song consists of that. It's okay. The hidden message.
Okay. So
Paul
there
is dead.
There are many many texters asking why there are limitations on this. And
legal
why,
limitations on how we present the story.
Yes, yeah. And really, it's so. If for those of you asking, this is not a limitation on how many times it's the limitation on how many times we can present the audio from the ball game. No one is telling you that all of a sudden Terry Boris saying penis on air as often as he did is now illegal. That's not a thing. We don't have to go back and erase all of that Terry Boris gold. We don't have to do that. It's just this audio in particular was flagged, so to speak, by the lawyers, and we have to present this in a certain number of times.
Correct.
And we've already played it twice.
It isn't about the word itself. It is about what happens when the frequency of playing it in and of itself is deemed to be indecent.
Mm-hmm.
that there are certain things that it, if you say it once, if it's an, in a news story, et cetera, everything is about context. And the way the government tends to look at these things is they can tell if you play something 35 times in a row, it's not an accident and you're just doing it to be immature, and that can get flagged.
Oh, we are doing
so. The government thinks there can be too many in one area and one for a time frame.
Yes,
correct.
Apparently that's what can happen. All right, so you guys, we've found the end of the song, so as to compare it. Where are we at on the, Jay, have you been keeping count? Where are we at on the number of times played? Because we can't go over the limit here.
We've played it twice.
We played the full, and then we've played two cuts?
Yes.
Oh, so we hit it.
No, one cut and the full song.
Oh, okay, so we have one cut left.
We got one short left, yes.
Okay.
Only one short, never mind.
Cut left. So we have isolated the end of the song that I was talking about, right? Where if they don't win, it's a shame.
If they don't win, it's a shame for it.
Tell me that's not the same thing.
It's similar. I hear more of a T in that, but there is a very similar elision going on.
You would hear more of a T because win and it's are two different words. Peanuts is one word. So, you know, the collision there is more evident. You know? I'm just saying, like, this is where we're at here. Do we want to just spend the last, can we save it for the end of the show?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
I want to save it.
I don't want to prematurely.
I kind of like the idea of rationing this because it makes it more precious. We've built in value.
Why don't you like holding on?
No, we've created value. It's like limited edition sneakers.
I'm fine with, you know, like having, with being able to play it later. I don't like having the old glass ceiling or not so glass ceiling on how many times you can play it.
Oh, just how many? Yeah, just the limit. I get it. I mean, you know, free speech. We should be at parity. All these kind of things that the legal minds have told us don't apply to this specific. I get it. I get your anger, Rick. I mean, you're the guy who gets to press the button, for God's sake. It's a joy for you, I would
imagine.
Got
to serve some purpose on this show.
Well, that and hoops.
Right. David Dusek is monitoring closely what is going on at Royal Portrush. I assume it's Portrush and not Portrush. And you made your picks. You put your bets down. I haven't seen my guy on the leaderboard yet.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with any of it.
There are all kinds of stories. Tiger Woods is out there. The first round is in full swing. And here to tell us more about it in just a moment will be David Dusek. So don't go anywhere. Senior writer from Golf Week breaks it all down on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.